If you're struggling in your career, business, or life, this podcast is for you. 9/11 survivor Ari Schoenbrunn shares inspiring interviews so you too can rise like a phoenix from the ashes to live your best life. Here's your host, Ari.
Welcome to Whispers and Bricks. My name is Ari Schoenbrunn. I am your host. Today with me is Martha Gleason, and Martha is a voice and speaking expert. With over 20 years of helping her clients find their voice, she teaches how the voice works and the secrets of powerful performances. Also a mind-body expert, Martha has maintained a meditation practice for over 20 years and teaches transformational tools for accessing inner strength and calmness in high-stress situations. She specializes in helping clients turn anxiety into a powerful performance tool. Martha gives speakers and singers the strategies needed to reach their full performance potential. Martha graduated from UCLA with a Bachelor of Theater Arts. She was the winner of the Carol Burnett Music Theater Award in Los Angeles. She was the winner of the National Music Theater Award in San Francisco. And finally, she was the winner of the National Scholarship Award at the American Music and Dramatic Academy in New York City. I met Martha about a year and a half ago when we both attended a program given by one of my mentors, David Newman. Martha had such poise and such charm, and I knew right away that we would become good friends. Please help me welcome to this episode of Whispers and Bricks, Martha Gleason.
Thank you, Ari. It's great to be here with you this morning.
Thank you. I still remember when we were taking David Newman's program, and each of us had to present, and then our peers would critique. You remember that?
I do. Uh-huh.
Well, the one thing that sticks out of my mind is when you said to me, after I went, you critiqued me, and you went, Ari, you have to stop using ums and ers.
That's a common one. We all put those filler words in for sure. It's right. Just something we all do because we think we have to keep talking continuously when actually we can just hang out and enjoy the power of the pause. I like to call it the power of the pause. But I know you're a fantastic professional presenter, so I'm honored to be here today.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy you accepted my invitation. I'll tell you, that was an eye-opener for me. I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so as you know, the name of this podcast is Whispers and Bricks. Mm-hmm. The whispers are those voices telling us what is the right thing to do and represents the good in life. The bricks represent the bad things that we go through in life. Now, let's start off with this. At what point in your life did you know that this was going to be your career path? And how did it happen?
That's such a great question, Ari. I started falling in love with the voice as a school-aged girl, actually in elementary school. People would ask me, what's your favorite subject? You know, when you go to first grade, they say, what's your favorite subject? And I would say, singing. And it's really been a lifelong love affair with the voice. And so I would say I fell in love with singing and the voice at a very young age, but I had a variety of expressions of that work. So it was about 20 years ago that I actually started helping other people to find their voices.
Mm-hmm. And how did that happen? Like, was it just you bumped into somebody one day and you said, hey, you know, I think I can help you? Was it you noticed something about somebody, the way they were speaking, the way they were talking, the way they were presenting, and you said, you know, I think I can help that person? Can you pinpoint it?
I can, actually. It's an interesting question because I was on a track at UCLA of achieving and winning and succeeding. And I was winning a lot of performance awards. I was getting a lot of roles. And I was in this performance track. And then something happened. When I was 21 years old, I went on an international shipboard education program called Semester at Sea. And I sailed around the world visiting 13 different countries. And I didn't know it at the time, but during that trip, what was starting to happen was my own winning, achieving, succeeding tendencies were starting to relax a little bit and let go. And my view of the world was starting to expand. We went to places like Japan and China and India and Taiwan and Egypt. And I was seeing different cultures and hearing different languages and meeting people from everywhere, all different types of religious backgrounds. And I don't think I was fully aware of it at 21 years old, but what was happening was that achieving, winning, succeeding, hard driving mindset I was in was beginning to relax and expand to include other people's realities.
Wow. Wow. I knew you were perfect for this podcast.
Yeah, it just happened. And it was, of course, a whole journey to the place where I started realizing that empowering others and helping others to find their voice, which is really a journey of helping them to find out who they really are and becoming more and more centered in who you are. That's what you have to do to find your voice. That would be my life's work. And that the mind-body tools that I started to learn after I went on that trip, primarily Kriya Yoga and meditation, the path of meditation, would become vital and would become pillars, foundational pillars for my work with my clients in helping them to feel calm and centered when they're under pressure. They know all eyes are on them and they can activate that mind-body connection to recenter and come into a really authentic place with their own voice.
Wow. So basically it was a cruise that set you off on this wonderful journey for you.
Yes.
Wow. I've never been on a cruise. I'm scared to death.
Yeah. Well, certainly in these days, you know. Yeah. And this was a very old ship. It was actually owned by a Taiwanese crew. And right. It was very, very old. This was no luxury cruise ship. It was very basic. But we did circumnavigate the globe. And wow. Boy, did everybody end up coming back really a changed person.
Wow. So here's what my listeners would like to know. What were some of the struggles and or failures, some of the bricks that you got hit with when you were starting out in your career and throughout your career?
Well, one thing that comes to mind, Ari, is something that many, many parents are facing right now, and that is working with children at home. So the room you're seeing me sitting in right now is the studio and the room I've been working in for over 20 years. And I built this business while being the primary caregiver for our two daughters who are right behind me over my shoulder. My husband had big, big work in the world. That left me as the primary caregiver. And so I really had to balance having children at home and building a business and working. I mean, had kids running in and out of literally that door while I'd be working with students and clients. And that was a big challenge. But I learned to sort of think of it more as not a brick, but a rock in the water. And the teaching and the work, you know, that flows through me would flow around the obstacles of being the primary caregiver while serving my clients.
Uh-huh. So you kind of found the work-life balance, it sounds to me, taking care of your kids.
Yes.
While at the same time going ahead with your career, all in the same 25 square feet, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's something that all parents are finding out how to do now, is how do we manage that work-life balance? And certainly it's more challenging during COVID. It really, really is. But that was certainly one of the bricks. Other bricks were, as music began to change from lyrical, beautiful, melodic music into very hard-driving, powerful music, a lot of women were singing, a lot of extreme vocal qualities. They were belting. They were yelling on stage, and I had to learn really much more about how the voice actually works. How are we producing sound? How do we keep the voice healthy when we have long teaching days or hard, you know, 8 shows a week on Broadway? How do we do that? So it wasn't a brick, but it certainly was a rock in the stream, and I had to up my game and really get more training on voice production, how that actually works, and how to keep the voice safe.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Did you ever fall to a point so low that you said to yourself, you know what? I quit. I'm done. Can't do this anymore. And if you did, how did you deal with that? And how did you make that comeback? It's obvious that you came back because you're here. All right. Successful. But did you go through that? And if so, how did you do it?
Did I ever quit? You know, I can't say honestly that I ever quit.
I didn't ask you if you quit. You know, I said, did you ever get to the level where you said, I'm done, all right? And then, you know, obviously you have to deal with that. And then, you know, you have to come back and you say, I'm not going to quit. Or, you know, what was that like? When did that happen? How did it happen?
It's a fantastic question. I'll share a story. When I was first starting to teach, We all have self-doubts about our abilities and whether you can do it. And I knew I could win on stage, and I knew I could win in front of people and get the performance awards and get the roles. But teaching is another skill. Coaching is a different skill. And so when I first started coaching, I was questioning, even though I had had amazing mentors and coaches myself, I was questioning my own ability. Could I really do this? And I'll never forget, I had a student in this very room, and I had my hands on that keyboard that's right behind me. And the thought came into my mind, am I good enough? Am I enough to be doing this work? Because I felt such a huge responsibility helping this client to find her voice. It's such a personal expression of who we are. It's such an important journey. And I felt this huge responsibility. My hands were on the keyboard, and that thought came in. Am I good enough? And immediately, of course, she didn't know I had thought that. But immediately, she just began to weep. I don't know what happened, Ari, but she began to weep, and she said, I just have to tell you what an amazing coach and teacher you are to me and how much our work means to me.
Wow.
It was like the universe literally answered my doubt.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
That was incredible. Yeah.
That was a whisper, without a doubt.
That gave me confidence.
Wow. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, the rest is history because, you know, once you believe you can do it, of course, you start setting yourself up onto a path where you can. You get the knowledge and the training and the skills you need to become that expert in your field. And then you're practicing and doing it. And 20 years later, yes, you're confident. But we all have those thoughts. We all have those thoughts. Am I good enough?
Absolutely. I mean, again, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast, because there are thousands of people out there just like you that have gone through things just like you, and maybe they didn't have the wherewithal to pick themselves up by the bootstraps and say, no, I can do this. You know, maybe they quit too early. All right. So that's why I'm doing this podcast, because I want people to realize that no matter what you're going through, somebody else has gone through that and they've overcome it. And I want to bring those people out to the light so that, you know, people can realize, hey, maybe I can do this, whatever it is.
Yes, building self-confidence, because we do have times where we just wonder, am I up to this task? Or life brings us down. I was working with a client in a group coaching conversation a few weeks ago, and she shared that 2 years ago, her son had been brutally murdered.
Oh, my God.
Brutally murdered. And it just knocked her off her feet. And what we talked about was how going through that tragedy is actually helping her build the strength to come back from that tragedy and do the work that she really feels called to do.
Wow.
And that her son is likely helping her.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of my future episodes, we're going to have on a woman who lost a daughter. Her daughter was 20 years old when she passed away suddenly. And it was just, and you know, how she managed and how she got through that. And that's going to be a great episode as well. So let me ask you this. If you can point to one person, okay, who had the most influence in your life, who would that be and why?
You know, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
There have been many people that I can point to, but, you know, who comes to mind immediately is my high school voice teacher. And she came in at a time I endured a lot of loss and a lot of hardship as a child. And she came into my life and really showed me how to find my voice, taught me how to sing. She won the Metropolitan Opera auditions when she was a younger singer herself. And she became this amazing teacher, but really also mentor to me at a time when I really needed someone. And she helped me find my voice.
Wow.
And through that process, I was able to survive the losses and the hardships and the traumas that I went through in my childhood and that so many of us go through. You know, This is not a trauma-free life, but when we have someone help us find our voice, it's very empowering.
Wow. You know, people, a lot of people say, don't need a mentor. Who needs a mentor? You know, but I find that it is so important. The more people I speak to, you know, most of the people that I talk to, they can always point back to, you know, who is the person? It was my mentor. All right. So the mentor is really, really important. Before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to share with my audience? Something from your heart?
You know, a lot of people say, I don't like the sound of my voice. They don't like how they sound over a microphone. They don't like how they sound on the telephone. They don't like how they sound when they're singing or speaking. This is a very common thing I hear.
Oh, for sure, because I know I hate hearing myself. I remember the first time I heard myself on a recording. I was like, that can't be me. That's horrible. Yeah, you're right.
Right. So I would say to your listeners, remember, you're inside the speaker. And what you're hearing is not what everyone else is hearing. And that everyone's voice is inherently beautiful and their own, because it is a unique expression of who and what you are. Therefore, it has to be beautiful. It's not about whether you can sing beautiful high notes or you have this great radio announcer tone when you speak over the internet. It's about you. If you think about it, the voice is inside your body. It's inside your throat, inside your voice box, little tiny vocal folds vibrating together. It's a vibrational instrument, hundreds of times per second to create noise and sound. And it's yours.
I usually create noise. You've got that right.
Well, I would say, Aria, your voice and your messaging and the work you're doing is beautiful. And the voice always carries the consciousness that flows behind it. So pay attention to your own state of being, and you'll find your voice flows beautifully.
That's great. So thanks so much for sharing your story. But let me ask you this. If people want to get in touch with you, obviously, once they hear you talking about what you do and how you do it, I'm sure there are people out there that can probably benefit from your coaching. How would they get in touch with you?
MarthaGleasonVoice.com is my website, so they can reach right out to me on my website. You can book a breakthrough strategy session with me, and we'll dive into whatever issues you're having, and you'll receive tools you can start using right away. But just go to MarthaGleasonVoice.com, and there's lots of places all over the website that will connect you with my email or my call links.
Okay, great. So that's MarthaGleason.com. So it's MarthaGleason.com. Is that correct?
Voice.com.
Oh, voice.com. MarthaGleasonVoice.com. Don't forget the voice, people.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Listen, good luck going forward with your voice teaching and with your, I think you bring so much to this world and you so much, I mean, people need what you've got. And I think a lot of people just didn't know where to go. And I'm glad that you accepted my invitation to come online, because now my listeners know if there is a situation they're looking for when it comes to their voice, they know that Martha Gleason is my guy.
Well, thank you, Ari. It's an honor. I know you are doing big work as well. And I'm so glad you have this podcast to, you know, bring like-minded people together, and appreciate the invitation and looking forward to staying in touch and hearing more about Whispers and Bricks.
Thank you so much. You've been listening to Whispers and Bricks, and I'm your host, Ari Schoenberg. Until next time, listen to the whispers, avoid the bricks, and never, ever give up on your dreams. Bye for now.
So that's it for today's episode of Whispers and Bricks. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 private VIP day with Ari himself. Be sure to head on over to whispersandbrickspodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Ari's gift, and join us on the next episode.